first item.
Item 1238, request of Shedrick Wilkins to address council regarding police.
Good morning.
I'm Shedrick Wilkins. This one's on, I wrote this. The death penalty moratorium was started by John Kitzhoffer on November 22, 2011. Our woman governor, Kate Brown, has kept it without public debate, although not without flaws. Kitzhoffer was a doctor and an intellectual.
Excuse me, you got 3 minutes, so you don't need to go quite so fast.
Yeah, I think about getting those voice recorders and put on fast speed.
It's hard for the captioners.
This one, I'm nervous because I wrote this.
Sorry,
but like,
it's
coming out of the top of my head. I was in the U.S. Army, and where we tend to round up the death penalty, and I feel that the stabber of the light rail stabber in Portland brings out my instincts for capital punishment as a man. However, I am to talk today about Chief Daniel Outlaw. I forgot to put that in there. A woman's soft hand to law enforcement. We need a woman's soft hand to law enforcement as we need a woman's soft hand like Kate Brown, not to kill, not in the prison system to kill or execute prisoners. Interesting that John Kitzhoffer's moratorium was started on November 22nd. The odds are 100 and 365 that this was not related to the Kennedy assassination. Kennedy was assassinated on November 22nd. Too much of a coincidence. I believe in conspiracies in the 1963 Kennedy assassination. I do Lee Harvey Oswald was framed. If he was not killed, he would have been unjustly executed within 2 years. He would have been probably executed within 2 years. He was totally innocent. And I think the Zapruder film kind of shows that. And that's another reason for not being for the death penalty, because our legal system is not perfect and makes mistakes and executes innocent people, although it's probably only like 1 out of 100. Also, Jerry Brown just released a person convicted of murder, given life, and he had to admit that he was spent 40 years in prison by a mistake in California.
Thank you. Next time.